Kennebec County Sheriff Randy Liberty will start a new job this month, warden of the main state prison. The prison's had problems recruiting and keeping staff over the last several years, but the sheriff, who will start at the prison September 28th, says overseeing the state's biggest prison will be an exciting challenge. Both Republicans and Democrats are praising the decision to hire Liberty. A.J. Higgins has this report.
As Kennebec County Sheriff for the last 7 years, Randy Liberty has confronted the exploding number of prisoners dealing with mental illness, drug addiction, prison overcrowding, staff retention, and budget constraints. The experience will serve him well in his new job as warden of a prison that faces the same problems, but on a much larger scale.
Oftentimes I've seen that these are the same individuals that at the county we receive them first, and in Kennebec County alone we receive 3,200 inmates annually are arrested and brought into the facility.
The main state prison in Warren holds just over 900 prisoners who are overseen by a professional staff of a little more than 400, according to the prison's website. While the average stay at the prison is considerably longer than the county jail, Liberty says all inmates share common problems.
Often it's an acute environment where they're, or acute situation where they're coming off opiates or they have chronic persistent mental illness. And so the mental illness, the substance abuse, education programming, all of that is very similar. One thing that is an advantage to the prison is that it's a stable population. They settle in there for a longer duration, and we're able to have access to programming and do that sort of thing. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Staff retention and development problems at the prison have made headlines over the last 18 months. A year ago, Corrections Officer Corey Peasley of Augusta told the Portland Press Herald that he was the victim of a hazing incident in which 15 officers watched as a sergeant threatened him with pepper spray if he refused to let the other guards handcuff him to a door. At legislative hearings, corrections officers have told lawmakers that the tough working environment sometimes contributes to an overall culture to which some new officers have a hard time adjusting. And Liberty is aware of the problem.
Yeah, I'm aware that the recruiting and retention is a big problem right now, and I think they're down 45 positions at the prison. So I'll be taking a close look at that immediately, bringing the staff together and looking for solutions to, again, it's not only recruiting, but once you have the individual there, how do you keep them there? And drawing on the experience of the individuals there to assist me in retaining those people once we train them, once we've hired them, to keep them there at the facility.
I think the way he's worked at the Kennebec County jails, he's a fair man, so I think he'll do a good job at it.
State Representative Rick Long, a Sherman Republican, sits on the legislature's Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee, before which Liberty has appeared to discuss a variety of county corrections issues. Long says he believes that Liberty will bring a unique perspective to the warden's position, and fellow committee member Senator Stan Grzowski, a Brunswick Democrat, agrees.
He's on the ground. He's ready to go. He knows what he's doing. And it's normally, I think, looking inside of a department for bringing those people forward is a good idea. But in this case, I'm certainly supportive of the sheriff making that move. I'm really excited about it.
Liberty says there are still 3 years remaining in his term as sheriff, and that means that county Democrats will have to find three candidates to succeed him who could meet the approval of the governor. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.